Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Did you see where a parent is suing a private preschool to get her $19,000 a year tuition back because she says the school was failing to prepare her child for an elite private kindergarten, the stepping stone that would eventually lead to Harvard? Crazy as the private school preschool scene is, that price tag might clarify why parents of four-year-olds are stressing right now. The application process for the few public free pre-kindergarten spots has begun, and with far more children than seats, what can you do to improve your chances of being one of the lucky few with a seat when the music stops? Pamela Wheaton, managing editor of InsideSchools.org, joins me now to offer some insight and advice. So if you have questions about the application process for public pre-K, call us at 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Or if you're a parent who successfully navigated the application process, call and share your advice at 433-WNYC. And welcome back to the show, Pamela Wheaton.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do we know how many slots there are versus how many children are eligible for public pre-K in New York City?
Well, we know that last year there were 25,000 applicants and 7,000 people ended up without seats. I asked yesterday and they said I could add up the numbers in the directory, but I haven't done that.
Does the education department take into account which kids might benefit the most from pre-K when determining admissions? Are admissions skewed for at-risk kids or for keeping middle-class parents in the public school system or anything?
No, they really don't, not when you're talking about programs in public schools. Of course, there are also programs in what they call CBOs, community-based organizations, and those you pay on a sliding fee. 2.5 hours of the day are free, and the rest of the day, depending on if it's a Head Start program, a Y program, or what kind of a program it is, you middle-class parents might have to pay more than below poverty level parents.
So when you say maybe a Head Start program, maybe a Y program, are the public pre-Ks located in different locations than regular public schools, or are they all part of the elementary school to which they are attached?
No. There are pre-K programs in public schools, and then there are pre-K programs in community-based organizations such as WISE and Head Start. So many public schools actually don't have pre-K programs. They just simply don't have space. And so when you have overcrowding, as we have in so many schools around the city, one of the first things to go is the pre-K classroom or another option for parents is to apply to their local Y, which might have a federally funded pre-K program, at least for part of the day.
So that would be a private program, but where they could get some aid.
Exactly.
Are public pre-Ks considered good schools, or does it vary as much as other public schools do?
At Inside Schools, we visit schools all over the city, and there are 1,700 public schools. We've been inside all of them, and I've rarely seen a bad pre-K program. I have to say, there are 18 kids in a class. There are always two teachers. I'm not saying there aren't bad programs, but most of them are pretty warm and welcoming. So another piece of advice I would give to parents is, if your local, say you lived in Park Slope and you were zoned for PS321, guess what? There are 12 pre-K slots next year for 321, and there were almost 400 applicants for those spots.
Sure.
Last year. So I would walk down the street. I would go in another, if you know, and apply to as many schools is feasible for your family. Because remember, if you live 20 or 30 or 2 miles from a school, you still have to get your child there. And it might be a 2.5-hour program. So depending on your family circumstance, apply.
Let's talk to an applicant. Jay in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm going to be late for work, but I can't miss this. I applied to get my daughter into a Park Slope public school because my son goes there. And first, the difference to put my daughter in preschool is about $14,000 at Beth Elohim, which is the local place. And it also means that I have to take my daughter to this school and my wife has to take my son to the other school. And if my hours get changed, you know, do I quit my job? I mean, it's just a huge inconvenience. And as far as I know, last year I think they had 18 slots in the school that my son is zoned for that we want to get my daughter into. This year they say with the budget cuts they probably won't have any. Plus now the private school, we already missed the application deadline, so we're not guaranteed a spot because
that's a thing we were going to get to. Those deadlines are not synced up.
Not at all.
Which is really a bad thing. So, Jay, are you asking Pamela for any particular piece of advice, or are you just sharing your anxiety?
I am sharing my anxiety, basically.
Which is very widespread. Can you give him any advice?
Well, there are 10 application priorities for pre-K, and the first 5 have to do with siblings. So if you actually live in the school zone and you have a son, an older child going to the school that will still be in the school next year, you are one of the first priorities to get into the pre-K program. So I would definitely advise you to apply.
Yeah, we applied already.
Okay.
But they may not have any classes. There may be zero spots.
Well, that's a problem. And then maybe the school down the street, although Park Slope is the spots are few and far between.
Absolutely.
And the applicants are many.
Jay, good luck. Now get to work.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And listeners, we'll have time for a few more questions if you're looking for advice or want to give advice. Anybody have advice for Jay or any other parent trying to get a child into a public pre-K program which has fewer slots than applicants? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Does getting into a school's pre-K program mean you will automatically get into the kindergarten there and be able to stay?
Not at all.
No.
If it's your zone school, that's a big misconception for parents who are new to the system. If you get into your zone school for pre-K, it's almost a sure thing that you'll be able to stay for kindergarten. But if you're in a school that is not your zone school, there is absolutely no guarantee. There are a few schools around the city that are application schools or lottery schools that generally, if you get in the pre-K, they'll let you stay throughout. That was a recent change.
Not all the private pre-Ks for the parents who don't get in. And, you know, for Jay, it sounds like the choice private school, whichever it was that he mentioned, it would even be too late maybe to get.
That's the problem, yeah. I mean, parents now have to have had their deposits in at private pre-K, at private nursery schools. And so you kind of have to make if I were a parent and I had the means to send my child to a private pre-K, I would probably, and if I looked at my zone school and they didn't have many openings, I would probably go ahead and apply. Because you have to remember, pre-K is not an entitlement. Every child in New York State is guaranteed a slot in kindergarten no matter what.
I know there was
pre-K,
a movement.
No.
I know there was a movement. Wasn't there a law that was passed in Albany for universal pre-K in New York State?
Yes, there is universal pre-K, but it doesn't mean there's universal slots for everybody. Now, there are slots in
CBS. So wait a minute. Then what does universal mean?
I don't know. Good question.
If you don't know and I don't know, nobody knows.
It means open to everybody, I guess, but in fact, there is no guarantee. If you're low income, they're probably in some special needs students may be guaranteed slots, but these are not in public schools. They're in some child care center. And Bloomberg already announced that there's going to be 17,000 fewer slots in these child care centers next year.
Our favorite retired principal, Principal Joy, calling in with some advice. Is it for Jay? Principal
Yes.
Joy, hi.
Yes. I want to suggest that the person, if they are anybody that's in the District 3 Manhattan area, should try PS 180 at 120th and Morningside Avenue. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the situation is regarding how many children they have, or if they're. I really don't know all of
You're
that.
You're talking
right
about
now.
Pre-K in particular?
Pardon?
Pre-K in particular?
I would recommend the entire school.
The whole school. And I got to leave it there, Principal. I'm so sorry for time. But so she's recommending PS 180.
Well, it says they have 72 full-day slots, and last year they had 217 applicants.
Not a terrible ratio.
No.
I mean, not as bad as some places.
Yeah, PS 9 in the same, just a little further down in the Upper West Side, had over 500 applicants for 36 slots.
So PS 180. there in West Harlem, the application process It's open now?
It's open now. You should get your application in by April 8th. You can apply online. In fact, one of the information sessions that the Department of Education held recently, they had representatives from the library because there have been, you know, allegations or, you know, people have said, well, wait a second, low-income people do not have access to Internet. So the libraries came and said, you know, feel free to apply from here. You can also fill out a paper application. And I would tell parents that the first round, I mean, there's always these alarming headlines, 7,000 people didn't get in last year. But then there's round two, which happens in July, and then there's round three, which happens in August. And they're still scrambling in October because the Department of Education loses state funding if they don't fill the seats.
When applying, do parents have to specify a school? And I've been told that people use relatives' addresses in other zones. How widespread is that? Can you get away with it?
I haven't heard that so much for pre-K. It could be happening. But pre-K is just 1 year. It's just 9 months.
Yeah.
So you can apply up to 12 programs. But then if you don't accept the seat that you're matched with, it's sort of like the medical school matching, then you forfeit the seat.
And if you don't get in and it's too late and you didn't apply for, you know, an elite private preschool, there are some other options, right?
Well, we talked about the community-based organizations.
Right.
So this is the time that you can apply to them too, but you don't use the same application. So look around your neighborhood, look at the directory and see if there's a YWCA, a YMCA, another community-based organization. They're quite nice programs generally.
Joyce in Peekskill. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to suggest that if there's a group of parents who perhaps live in the same area and have this problem where their pre-K aged kids don't have a seat in the pre-K, perhaps they could have some sort of cooperative effort and share watching the children as a group.
Joyce, I'm going to leave it there because we have 30 seconds left in the segment. But it is a good idea. I mean, people do it for two-year-olds. You know, you can hire a teacher.
Exactly. Homeschooling or co-op. Yeah, there's a number of those around the city. I will say it's a nice, especially in this day and age when kindergarten has become so academic, getting into a public pre-K or an actual school setting is a really good thing for kids who haven't been in school beforehand, and the programs are generally well-run. But, yeah, if you're a working parent, that might not work for you, and maybe a parent co-op is certainly a good idea.
All right, applications now being accepted for public pre-K in the New York City schools. There's some advice from Pamela Wheaton, managing editor of InsideSchools.org. There's a lot more on their website. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.